And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. Today I've got some great guests. It's going to be a great show. We've got Earth Angels, then we also have Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we also have to finish up is Smart Girls Resale Fashion. Stay tuned for KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Your world is created by what you focus on. It's never too late to adjust your view. At Nationwide Vision, we've been eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses. Right now at Nationwide Vision, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you will receive a second pair 50% off, and you can use your insurance. Now also serving you in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, and welcome back, everyone. Today, our first guests are Earth Angels. So I have today with me in the studio, Victoria Starr and Lori Johns. Welcome.
Hi. Well,
thank you.
Thank you guys so much. So tell me, you guys are brand new chamber members. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. Well, first of all, thank you for having us, Lorette.
Yeah.
Yes, we are brand new chamber members.
We are excited to have you as our part of our chamber and some of our new, you know, and have you as a new chamber guest. But tell us a little bit about Earth Angels. What is it?
Earth Angels is a farm sanctuary, and we formed as a 501c3 nonprofit to provide sanctuary to farm animals that specifically came from a petting zoo that pretty much closed down quickly, and the group of animals there were sort of out of options. They also were very unique in that they had been specifically chosen to work with very small children. So there was some very specialness about that gathering. And when we started the nonprofit, we wanted to reach out to groups that work with children, youth, even seniors and adults that could benefit by animal-assisted therapy, because this group of animals would be perfect for that.
How long ago did you start this nonprofit?
About a year ago.
So just a year ago. And what gave you this idea? What gave you this inspiration to start this?
Well, I have had experience in past work where I have seen the miracle of what animal-assisted therapy can do. Everything from working with children who need speech therapy, children that have suffered abuse and have trust issues with adults. And there is something powerful that happens when an animal can be a link for reestablishing trust with people, and also just cause children or adults, anyone really, to relax so that they can receive the therapy that they are actually intended to receive. Sometimes animals facilitate that better than other modalities.
You were telling me earlier of a story with a young little girl that had a hard time like speaking and she wouldn't talk to somebody. Can you explain that to our guests?
Okay. Well, sometimes when children, perhaps they've been removed from a home and they are wards of the state, and this particular little girl was what would they call selectively mute. She had not spoken in over a year, and the therapist and different individuals that were trying to interface and help her had tried everything they could think of. And they took her to a farm, and they were pretty much packing up and ready to go home. Nothing had worked. And just as they were loading in the car, first time in over a year, she turned to one of the adults and said, "Can I feed the chickens?" And they had had a breakthrough. Wow. And so that was always a special story for me.
Definitely special. And Lori, what? How do you fit into Earth Angels?
Well, Victoria and I are working together, but I do art with her alpaca fiber. She's got many alpacas. And I've been making art to sell to raise money for the nonprofit.
Great, and I see some of your art here today, and it is fantastic. I just can't even believe it's made with alpaca fiber.
Yeah.
So do you take this alpaca fiber and dye it, or what's the process? Because this is amazing. For those of you that can't see it, it is so intricate. It's unbelievable.
Yes, I take the raw fiber from the alpaca, and then I dye it with different kinds of food colorings and gels, and then I use it to make pictures by needle felting.
It is gorgeous. This piece is it's an iguana.
It's a chameleon.
Chameleon, yeah. Sorry. I should know my lizards, but I don't. but this is a fantastic drawing. Do you have it anywhere? Like, do you have these on display places?
I have them at the Mountain Artist Guild in Prescott, and we have had them at the Skillet Cafe in Chino Valley.
Great. So if anyone sees, you know, these alpaca fiber paintings, go up and really look at them, because you can't tell that it's made with alpaca fiber. They're fantastic. But on top of it, knowing when they buy this, it goes to
the nonprofit, yes.
To support your sanctuary.
Correct. Yes.
How many current animals are in the sanctuary?
About 45.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now that is your own zoo.
Yes, it is. And I just want to make one plug for Lori. She is an extremely gifted artist, and we want to invite people that she is totally available to do custom work. If you have a photograph of some beloved animal of yours, literally she can work from a photograph and recreate it with the alpaca fiber, and you would be thrilled. Mm. Trust me.
So what about portraits, like family portraits? No, I'm just kidding.
I haven't done any people faces yet.
That would be a little bit harder, thinking, but these are great. So you have 45 rescued animals.
Yes.
And they all came at different times, or did they all come at the same time?
No, they all came from this one particular petting zoo. I was the manager of a farm operation that offered the public a farm experience, pumpkin patch, corn maze, petting zoo, hayride.
Gotcha.
And unfortunately, unfortunately, the farm closed down quite quickly, and there were no options for this particular group. And I have always had a passion for animal-assisted therapy, and I also knew that they were a perfect fit for that type of work. So I chose to step in and grab them all and sort of launch into what I've always wanted to do, which is offer that as a service.
Like a calling for you to do this.
Exactly.
Definitely. So what type of animals do you have there?
Well, we have miniature donkeys, and we have potbelly pigs, and we have emus and a very large sulcata tortoise, ponies, horses, alpacas.
Goats, sheep.
I have goats and sheep, and
rabbits,
that's about it.
Ducks. Oh, my gosh.
She's still going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and so what you do with these animals is what you're trying to do, basically, is get with other organizations and to see how you can best help children. Is that
exactly correct? But also seniors. There's great benefit. Anyone who's suffering from loneliness or depression that perhaps is living in an assisted living home or even on their home, any group that is reaching out to individuals, such as the Yavapai Guidance Center, that deals with people in crisis or emotional issues, mental health issues, there's a tremendous soothing, healing experience that happens interacting with animals. Everyone always lights up. Just walk your dog down the street. It's not, if you think about it, but this is a farm setting. And so I'm looking. I have worked with, in 2016, I worked with the Phoenix group home. These are children that have not been fostered or adopted yet, and they live in a group home. And I got to host them all coming to the farm, which was very special.
So if a senior center or, you know, any place that deals with the elderly would like to, do they book you? Do they have you come out and visit, you know, bring a rabbit? How does this work?
Okay. I can do things where I do what's called an outreach, where I can go to a facility and bring whatever might be appropriate animals to that facility. But yes, also I could work with the organization to arrange a tour or a visit to the farm itself.
Oh, wow. Is there a fee associated with that?
Right now, I'm working to offer this to the community, and we're working on strictly donations. And what we are hoping for is a group or an individual, someone who sees the vision and has the ability and the desire to sponsor us or provide some kind of
you going
support.
Out in the community,
exactly.
Getting and just doing what you like to do.
Yes.
This is your passion to go out and help others. So, you know, if you have a child with speech, you know, learning or anything
a
like
speech
that,
a speech therapist might accompany that child to the setting. And then also, not only is Lori a great artist, she has worked at the local school with children who are having difficulties in the classroom, and she has a lot of experience with children.
I raised three deaf children, so.
Oh my gosh! And so, tell us a little bit about that.
School district for a long time, so about 30 years.
So, and you firsthand see the benefits of this.
Yes.
And how did the animals help with the three children that you raised?
Well, our kids, we always had animals at home, so we had our own little zoo there. the whole neighborhood, the kids would come over to see all of our animals. So I think it really does help with kids as far as being able to socialize and other things, especially since deafness is a social barrier to a lot of people because of the language.
And so the animals would help them, calm them down, and then just help them
help
be able
other
to
kids come and want to be friends, etc.
Great. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for being here with me today and letting us know all about Earthworks. Is there any final thing that I can ask you guys for, the phone number, and where do I call for your information?
Absolutely. We can always be reached through as members now of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, but also you can call us at 928-215-2444. Again, that's 928-215-2444. And we hope that you guys will catch the vision and help us reach out into our community.
Yes.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, thank you, ladies, for being here today and for the wonderful work that you do and for helping out those animals and starting up your own sanctuary. Mm-hmm. We truly admire you. So stay tuned for our next guest for KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection. And it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our next guest is Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and today I have Nancy Hammerly and Cameron Ray with me in the studio. How are you guys?
We're fine. Thank you for asking us.
Thank you for being here today. So what's going on at Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
So right now, for the month of June, we actually have this really cool event where people can head over to John Hancock Barbershop downtown, and if you are in our program and you have a little, you can actually go get your hair cut, and if as long as you go get yours, you can take your little with you, and they can get their hair cut for free.
For free?
For free.
Wow. It doesn't matter. Do you have to make an appointment? How does that work?
Yeah, you just have to go in and make an appointment like you would any other time. You can do that on their website, and that's it.
Is this a new program, or have you guys done this before?
No, this is our first time.
Brand new first time program. What sparked this? What made you guys want to do this?
Well, really, it stemmed from our need for men in the program. We actually have 229 children waiting, and of those 229, 70% of them are boys. And so knowing that most of the people that go into a barbershop are men, we realized that we could probably get a lot of people interested in our program throughout the speaking about our program at the barbershop.
So, and that's your hopes, is to recruit some more bigs, basically the men, and get them involved in trying to be, and have a little.
Right. And so when we were talking about this with the barbers and trying to get them involved and kind of use them as recruiters as well, in addition to my job, we also got them to offer up this awesome deal for the littles in our program.
I love it. It's completely outside the box, something fresh and something new, especially to this area. So what you do is if I have a little, I can call the barbershop, take that little down there and get a free haircut for my little.
Exactly.
Perfect. Does it matter if it's a boy or girl?
I don't believe so.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. And what else do you guys got going on?
Well,
We're always recruiting, as Cameron said, because
Definitely.
Of the need. And currently we have 229 on a waiting list.
Yes.
And so recruitment is an everyday thing.
And how long are they on a waiting list for generally? Is it
It varies depending on the location that the child lives. I know that there's been some in Chino Valley, which it's hard to recruit bigs out there, especially men, that have been on for a few years and waiting for a big. So that's why we're in such a dire need for men. So you guys out there, make a difference in a child's life. Yeah, step on up and play some catch and go hiking, go kayaking, go fishing, just normal, you know, everyday fun things. These kids just love to have a friend.
Let me ask you, if you have kids, can you still have a little?
You know, that's one of the questions that I get asked most frequently, and the answer is, of course. Most of the times, whenever you have kids, you can just bring the little along. If you're going to go to the mini golf course and you've got two kids or three kids, you can just bring the other one with you. You know, it's no different than you taking their friends with you along to a movie or going to a trip on the lake, going kayaking, going on a hike. As long as you've got that extra seat in your car, you can take them.
And what's the time commitment for something like that? So if I wanted to become a big, what time commitment am I looking at?
You're looking at 8 hours a month for 1 year. That's your initial commitment.
Wow.
And what Cameron was talking about is a family match where your whole family becomes the big to a vulnerable child.
So everybody in your family can share this experience and help out that big. So basically, you know, for the siblings, it becomes like another sibling, sort
of. Absolutely. But they get I can't think of the word I want to use.
Warm fuzzies?
Yeah, of being a big to another child. And then they get the exposure to community service and giving back to
and
someone
volunteering.
In more in need.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, and with that, with the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and you were mentioning Chino Valley, why is it that in Chino we need so many? You just think that...
What's our... number in Chino right now waiting? 17?
Yep.
I think it's because it's rural and, you know.
So we have 17 that are waiting on a waiting list in Chino Valley right now. Are those boys and girls or mixed or just boys?
Yep, it's both.
It's both, boys and girls. And what are the age ranges from this?
They vary all over the place. From 5 to 17.
Wow. And what's the youngest?
Five years old.
5 years old is the youngest, mm-hmm. and then the oldest is 17, 18?
Right. Once they graduate from high school, then they complete the program.
And then they can maybe go on and volunteer themselves for the organization.
Mm-hmm. And when they get in high school, if they want to become involved in the high school program, where in Chino and in Prescott Valley, they can go into the school. It's a whole program, and they go together after school for an hour.
So you're in the high schools in Chino Valley, and they go to this program. And can you explain to me a little bit about the after-school program?
Every
day?
They pair up with the school and they figure it out with the teachers and the parents and the kids. And if the child has a club after school, they can get involved in that. They can go in during lunchtime. It's really up to them and however they want to coordinate that out. And we're along to support them.
Wow. I love this. And I loved your, you know, outside the box event. What other events do you guys do?
Well, we have our picnic that we have every year, our annual picnic, and that's the celebration of our bigs and little matches. And it's not open to the public. It's just for the bigs, littles, and waiting littles and their families. And we go to Granite Creek Park and have a wonderful day. Wells Fargo pays for the food, and we barbecue, and we have the fire department comes out and with their hose and hose them down, and Freedom Station and Hero Party Rentals.
So it's catered.
We purchase all the food and then the volunteers cook. And so we have all kinds of games and stuff for them to do.
So it's just a fun day. Is it all day long?
It's about 4 or 5 hours.
What time does it start?
Starts at 11 and ends at 3. So it's 4 hours for the fun and then...
And then what do I do to sign up for this? I know I have to have a little, so if I want myself and my little would like to come to this.
you just call into the office and say that we plan to come to the picnic and how many people you plan to bring. And just so we have an idea of how much food to get.
Exactly. And you said so this picnic was in September, correct?
This year we're going to have it in September. Normally it's the end of August, but last year it was pretty hot.
Yes.
So we've decided to try a September date. And so September 23rd is going to be our picnic date.
So September 23rd. So I can just go ahead and call in and say, is it too early for me to call in and make reservations?
No. If you're a big or a little or waiting little, you can call us and let us know that you're going to be there. The invitations will be going out in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. That's already soon for September.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. And then, I know you guys do your big annual event and everybody loves it. It's your bowling events.
Bowl for Kids' Sake every spring, and then we have our gala, which is the Saturday before Thanksgiving at Prescott Resort, our big dinner and auction that's for 350 guests or more, and we have a live and silent auction as well as a very fine dinner and dancing and wine reception. It's a really fun day.
And so at your gala, what some of the things that you can do there are just bid, get silent auction, have a meal,
mm-hmm.
and then
dance.
Bring your friends, dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a live band. And so,
do you guys know when that's going to be?
November the 17th.
November the 17th. Wow, we are getting everything, all the dates that we need from you guys, which is fantastic. So everyone get your calendars out. Make sure you're marking these dates down because they are great events. Big Brothers Big Sisters does do a lot for our community, and we can't say enough for you guys. Thank you guys, for all that you do with
our
community.
Well, we thank the community, and we couldn't do it without the community. It takes a community to change a child's life, and so we are so grateful to everyone that supports Yavapai Big Brothers as a big or a volunteer, a donor.
Right. And if I wanted to, let's say I want to be a brand new big, how do I go about doing that?
You'll actually call the office, and Dina, our wonderful receptionist, will answer the phone, and then she'll transfer you over to me. And our number is 928-778-5135. And then we'll get that set up.
And so all I do is call you, and then you do like an initial consultation. Do I have to pass a background check? I mean, what's the process?
I don't actually conduct any of that, but I just kind of inform people of what's going on. Yes, you do have to pass a background check. You get fingerprinted, and then you go through the interview process, which usually lasts about 2 hours. But
and
that's a pretty small price to pay.
What's the interview process? Is it just you're interviewing me, or you're trying to figure out which person I would be best fitted with?
We actually have enrollment specialists. We have about 5 or 6 of those people that are professionally qualified, and they go over to your house, and they just kind of ask about family history, make sure that the home is safe, stuff like that. And then they actually write a narrative about you, and they compare that narrative with one of the children's narratives. So if you guys both like doing arts and crafts, then we'll pair you up with that
then
person.
Then you would
right.
be a great match for that.
Right.
If you like sports, then you would be a great match for another child
exactly.
as well. And so your need right now is you're looking for males to
right.
kind of come in and help out.
Right. And to kind of answer your initial question a little while ago, why we have so many people waiting is I think that the biggest problem that we have right now is people don't think that what they have to offer is exciting, and it doesn't matter. But I think the thing that most of us forget about frequently is that a lot of the times the things that people need are the things that we take for granted. I mean, one of my favorite memories is when my dad taught me how to mow the lawn. Of course, we don't have grass here, but there's different things that we can teach. Yeah, there's different things that we can teach children in our community: how to shave, how to cook, how to swim. You can think of them. So
it's just those little things.
It's just the little things. Going to the store, learning how to change the oil. So there's all kinds of ways to help out that we don't even really think of. And so normally when we're thinking about this, we think that you need to have a bunch of different war stories, and you need to have like a really sweet
right.
car, and you need to be exciting. But really, you can have whatever, and what you have to offer is exciting to somebody.
And I think just to ask a question, do I have to have a lot of money to do this? I mean, because if I'm thinking if I want to take my little to like the movies, and then I want to take my little to the zoo, or if I want to take my little somewhere else, how does that work? I mean, is that all, do I have to have a lot of money to be a little, or not?
Or no, you don't have to have a lot of money. The big is responsible for paying for the movies. If you decide to go, you know, to the movies, we do get lots of discounts from the zoo. We can go for free.
Oh, perfect.
Bigs and littles, when they're together, can go for free. And a lot of our community partners and businesses offer discounts and special deals for Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. We get, when you're matched, I'm a big sister to Clarissa and have been with her for 4 years. So you get a little ID card, and that's your identification that you're part of our program and that you get the special discounts.
So you have a little. Mm-hmm. What are some kind of things that you do with your little?
Well, let's see. Clarissa didn't know how to ride a bike, so we learned how to do that. She was not real fond of large animals and dogs, so we're still working on that a little bit.
Wow.
She wasn't a swimmer, so now she'll jump off the board at the Y and not worry about how deep it is, because she knows she can swim. And so we've done a lot of firsts.
So
with
it
her.
Really is just doing those little simple things that we take for granted every day.
Exactly. Think about who taught you how to ride a bike, and you can be that person for a little kid that doesn't have that person in your life.
Well, thank you all for being here today. Can you please give me that phone number again where they can reach you at?
Yeah, of course. It's 928-778-5135.
Once again, thank you to Big Brothers Big Sisters for being here today. Stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at PrescottDirt.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Wow, Prescott Frontier Rotary puts on quite a garden party. It's the 13th annual Grapes for Grades auction and wine tasting to benefit the PUSD 21st Century Summer Program. And the garden is Waters Garden Center. Some of the proceeds from this event will provide funding for this great program that builds a strong foundation in all academic basics and enrichment classes in science and computers. The date of this year's garden party is Sunday, June 24th from 5 till 8, and tickets are $50 each. As is traditional with this event, 12 different wines will be available for tasting, as well as local beers from Prescott Brewing. Music will again be provided by local great Steve Annibale, and hors d'oeuvres and sweets that will tease your taste buds will be prepared by Barry Barbie's El Gato Azul. Tickets are available at Olson's for Healthy Animals in Prescott, as well as Prescott True Value, Waters Garden Center, and PrescottFrontierRotary.com. Hey folks, don't miss it. Good enough just isn't.
Lots of sun, absolutely no fun.
Yeah, we towed it all the way up there for nothing.
Our weekend was dead in the water.
Sure, we could still sit on it, but what fun is that?
Dead boat battery sinking your spirits? Right now, you can save $10 on Duracell Ultramarine batteries and Batteries Plus bulbs.
We should have named it the SS Going Nowhere.
For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A man has been arrested in Colorado for charges in Cottonwood. According to Cottonwood police, in January, Larry Green Chevrolet on Rodeo Drive reported internal cash thefts. An investigation had revealed a former employee, 47-year-old Corey Jansen, was involved in these thefts. He had left the state and moved to Colorado, but before doing so, he reportedly accepted cash payments from several customers for repair work on their vehicles. He didn't receipt the monies properly through accounts receivable in excess of $14,000. Cottonwood police detectives presented the case to a Yavapai County grand jury, where a true bill was handed down for an indictment. A felony arrest warrant was issued for Jansen's arrest, and efforts were coordinated with law enforcement personnel in Trinidad, Colorado. He was taken into custody last Tuesday, and he's awaiting extradition to Yavapai County. Jansen is facing charges of theft and fraudulent schemes. The town of Prescott Valley continues to grow, and so does its police department.
From 2000 to 2017, the town's population has increased from 20,000 residents to 44,000. As a result, the police department has seen an increase in staffing.
In 2011, the total staffing of the police department was 76, made up of 61 sworn personnel and 15 civilians. Today, there are 100 employees, made up of 76 sworn personnel and 24 civilians.
Prescott Valley Police Department spokesman Jerry Ferguson says with all this growth and changes in the community, Chief Brian Jura felt it was time to revisit the mission of his department.
In order to accomplish this task, he involved all members of the department, requesting their input in moving forward. After many meetings and discussions from each unit of the department, the mission has been established.
That mission states Prescott Valley Police will protect and preserve the rights of all people through impartial, courteous, and compassionate law enforcement. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear and sunny skies in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 54 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 86 tomorrow and a high of 93 on Wednesday. 59 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with high on Tuesday of 96 and high on Wednesday of 101. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our Royal Burgundy Barberry.
We finally perfected Barberry with burgundy velvet foliage that holds its color through summer, changing to red in fall.
Celebrate summer heat and hardy as can be, and javelina are no problem.
This knee-high shrub grows with little to no care.
A big bull plant is just $36 and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love Royal Barberries, they love to shop.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thank you, everyone, for coming back and welcoming our new guest today. We have Jamie Geringer. Sorry, I totally butchered that. with Smart Girls Resale Fashion. Jamie, how do I say your last name?
Geringer. The O is silent and the ending G is soft. But you know what? Don't feel bad, because when Tim and I were dating, I...
had to ask him how I pronounce his last name. My maiden name is McKnight. So
I can totally say McKnight.
But it's Geringer. Easy.
Geringer.
Yeah.
Not so easy. So you are with Smart Girls Resale Fashion.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
About myself.
Well,
my
are
store.
You the owner?
Did I
you,
am the owner you? Of Smart
yeah,
Girls.
Absolutely.
Smart Girls opened December 1st of 2008 at the bottom of the crash. My daughter and I opened the store on a wing and a prayer. Absolutely. And 2 years ago, actually at the end of this month, she stepped away to be the full-time wife, mom, and homeschooler. She has three children and they were selling their home and building a home and she homeschools three children. So
wow.
She just had no more time to put in. And bless her little heart, she was constantly in fight or flight mode. And I don't, you have a little one and I don't know
I
how
do.
You do what you do. I don't have kids and I'm like, oh. Jeez,
it's pretty rough, you know, but luckily for daycares and things like that, yes, and family and able to help out.
That is awesome. So, yeah, we are Smart Girls is December 1st will be 10 years old.
Wow,
yes.
Already?
Yes.
10 years old. Where did the time go? That's amazing.
What's crazy is people come in and say, how long have you been here? And they're like, how did I miss you? So, I mean, it's just, cause you know, we're all so focused and have a mission where we're going. And, it just is, I still have people coming from on a drive by. Oh my gosh, I just found you. People from the valley will stop in. I'm like, we did not know you were here. I'm like, absolutely. We are here.
And
not
you
going
do
anywhere.
Have a pretty big store.
3,300 square feet.
That's pretty big.
There's about 5,400 items on the floor.
What I love about your store is that when I come in, it's organized by designer, by size.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the racks are colorized, and Chico's is our number one seller and that's
right.
The only brand that has its own racks.
Gotcha. That's why I know that one. I'm always at the Chico's rack.
Yes. But everything else is done by category.
So I can just walk in there. Can I get a consultation if I'm not so good at picking out my clothes?
That's what my staff is trying to do is personal shopping. Some ladies don't want any help. Some want to be, yes, tempt me. Show me what you've got. And we've got the regulars that come back all the time, because they want to see what's new. The whole store turns every 70 days.
Every 70 days.
Yes. So, and it's constantly evolving and because there's one of everything in the store.
Right.
But if something comes in, it's only there for 70 days or less. So the whole store is constantly turning. And you never know what's going to be there.
And so I can also, can I bring clothes to you?
We are full consignment. What that means is our job is to sell the clothes for you. So this consignor receives 40% of the selling price. We do all the work. You make sure it's prepped and ready to go so it can go straight to the sales floor. And our job is to process it, price it, and display it for you.
Wow, all of that?
Yes.
That is fantastic.
So
well,
everything
beats eBay.
You just have to prepare it. You have to, it's clean, wrinkle free, and on hangers. It has to come in prepared, because we are not thrift.
Right. So we're not talking about, you know, just our Sunday clothes here. We're talking about donating our nice Saturday evening clothes, huh?
it's one of those things where it's, anything, your business clothes, your casual clothes, whatever, they just have to be very gently used. Our shoppers are very discerning, so we have to be discerning. And everything that comes in, it goes through 3 to 5 sets of eyes before it ever hits the sales floor.
Wow.
And if we miss something, as the owner, I am incredibly embarrassed that we missed something. I picked up a shirt off the rack today, and it was cute little, I think it was a Calvin Klein, and it was wrinkled. And I'm like, this should not be on the floor. Just, and it's not from being on the rack, you know, because sometimes things will get wrinkled in your closet. That wasn't it. It just shouldn't have been on the floor because it came in wrinkled.
Gotcha. So it came in wrinkled.
Nope. If it's
wow,
pilled.
Wow, you guys are sticklers. I love it.
Well, there was a gal in today, a regular. She's been with us for probably 7, 8 years. And she had this cute little top. And my stylist said, it's dirty. And she's like, well, no, I just washed it. I said, if you put it on once, you just try it on and see if it looks good. It's got deodorant on it. And sure enough, I'm like, take it home and rewash it. The deodorant didn't come off of it. And because it just happens.
Absolutely.
How many times do you put your shirt on that all of a sudden you have lines?
All the time. And it's horrible. And then I have to take that sponge thing, whatever that thing is called. But I know you know what I'm talking about.
There was a guy, I stopped at that place on, Oh, shoot. It's on Spouse and Robert. And it's the crispy chicken thing. And the guy working in there. And he just had, bless his little heart, he had wide deodorant stripes on the side of him. By that, that is the best chicken. I don't know. Have you not been in there? You have to stop there and get their crispy chicken.
I didn't know they had crispy chicken down there.
Yes. It is amazing. It is amazing. So you can get this a vape shop and, drive-through.
Crispy chicken.
Oh, it's good chicken. It's well worth it. So good.
Well,
anyways.
Jamie, what do you have going on?
Well, Smart Girls is very passionate place, and because as the owner, I've got some pretty strong passions, and one of them is for women veterans. And July 7th, at 2:00 in the afternoon at Smart Girls, we are hosting our very first patriotic fashion show.
Wow.
And the whole thing is designed to honor women veterans. You know, we talk so much, everything is about, and there's nothing wrong with that. This isn't about, like a women's rights empowering women's kind of thing.
Right.
It's just, we talk about the PTSD with men and the homelessness with men and the men and the benefits. And we all think, and our mind migrates to men. And it's because that's the larger number of them.
Exactly.
I mean, just honestly. But there are women veterans, and there are women veterans that are in the domiciliary. They have domiciliaries. They have to have, they need all kinds of help, just like the men do. There's the
exactly.
PTSD. There's, they have disabilities from it.
And you were saying that just this weekend you were at a, what was it? Was it a show or?
It was a Women's Veterans Expo at Embry-Riddle. And there were two different, two workshops for them about, one had to do with something with self-care. And about their benefits and stuff like that. And there were other vendors that were there. And there's even something called Heroes and Horses, which is out, I think out in Chino, which I just thought was amazing because they can go and it's good therapy for them. I would have never thought of that.
Right.
But they need things and, just being able to have the exposure to those things. I had the honor of meeting 50 veterans.
Wow,
I was
that's
just
an amazing,
a puddle the whole time.
Some big number, 50.
Yes, and there were. They said there was 100 registrations. It rained, so that probably cut it down.
Oh, that's right, it did rain that day.
But 50 of them, and it was amazing because during the national anthem, to see them at attention, and I just goosebumps thinking about it, doing the salute or whatever, and that. I never thought about that. You know, I put my hand in my heart.
Right.
But it gave a whole new meaning to that. But I had the honor to meet a World War II veteran.
World War II veteran.
Yes.
A woman.
Yes.
Wow.
I was so amazing. And I asked her, honestly, I said, would you please be willing to be one of her models? And she's like, oh no. And she's got a little walker. And she's like, oh no, no, I just don't get out very much. And bless her heart, there's no teeth or anything like that.
Aww.
I mean, I don't know how old she is, but she is just the most beautiful thing. And it was just so cool to see her. Multiple Vietnam veterans.
And you just mentioned that you were asking her to be a model.
Yes.
So are all your models?
All the models for this fashion show are women veterans. And I want to pack Smart Girls out.
Completely.
We always do four in-house fashion shows a year.
Okay.
And we always do a pink runway, and I get 20 chairs, and you can RSVP, and if you RSVP, you get a swag bag with goodies in it. And it's not a goodie bag with just coupons and business cards in it. You actually get stuff in it.
Like good stuff.
Good stuff in it. Like Rafter 11 stuff.
Oh, that is
good
stuff.
That kind of good stuff.
Love that stuff.
Not just home show trinkets. Nothing wrong with that, but we want our
You're
RSVP
not just
girls.
Get a pen
exactly.
And business cards.
Right.
And yeah. Okay.
So, but we have that. They're always there. But I want to pack this Smart Girls out with people honoring these women veterans, and acknowledging them and supporting them and loving on them and making them know that they are beautiful and radiant and important and they're worth, you fought for our country. Now you're worth fighting for.
Right.
I made some great connections with Arizona Department of Veterans, Service, and they are just, they're the one gals, she's military. It's just amazing. And one of the gals that spoke in the opening ceremony is, she was in Iraq and her sister put all her emails in a book.
Oh, that's
and
there nice.
Was a lot, some humor to it. It was everything that would really happen, but it was the way she had to, where she worded it. 'Cause some things you can't talk about.
Exactly.
And I would love to see, I said, you need to publish that book. I would love to read it. But her job was they took the wounded and got them prepped and out of the country. They got them to Europe. They got them out.
And this is one of the ladies that you had the privilege of meeting?
I did. And she's here in Prescott. She's amazing.
Oh, she even lives here.
Oh my gosh. She is fireball.
Is she going to be one of the models?
She's actually out of town.
Oh.
I was like, oh. But, some of the ladies, one of the gals I talked to, I said, and she's in a long flower dress, very plain, black socks, black Velcro tennis shoes. And she said, I said, would you be willing to be one of our models? And she's like, oh, no. Just her head just dropped. And one of the gals is still in the domiciliary. And when she finally came around, she's walking with a cane. I finally got to talk to her. I asked her, and she's a beautiful, beautiful woman. Beautiful, colored woman. And I said, would you be willing to, and I told her what was going on. And, I said, would you be willing to, be one of our models? And I saw her face light up a little bit. And then all of a sudden it just kind of back over top of her. Oh, no, I couldn't do that.
Oh.
And it just broke my heart.
Right.
And one of the ladies, he's super bubbly, reminded me of Cindy, the front girl out here. And she just, oh, this is great. I just got a job and she just loves it. I need clothes. I'm like, well, absolutely. And she said, I have just been homeless.
Oh.
And I'm just like, you fought for our country. Nobody that fought for our country and that stood on a wall for us. Neither should ever be homeless or ever be without anything.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
So, I just want to honor them so much. And she, bless her little heart, she's a good recruiter for his model. She goes, you need to go talk to her. Complete little bubble machine. I just thought she was precious. But it was just being able to look them in the eye. And some of them couldn't look me in the eye.
Oh.
And some of them were like, oh no, that's not my gig. But, the Vietnam veterans, and they are, I make it a high priority when I see even a first responder, thank you for your service. But I see a veteran, thank you for your service. And there's so many Vietnam veterans that just turn their head or they look down. And it's so sad. And one of the things they did Saturday was we want to welcome you and welcome you home.
Good.
Because the Vietnam veterans were not welcomed home. They were treated so poorly. And it was just a different era, you know,
right.
I was a little girl back then, but, it is just so important. So important. And so Saturday, July 7th at 2:00, at Smart Girls at 6616 East 2nd Street, Smart Girls is hosting a patriotic fashion show. And as a matter of fact, Robin Binkley with Allstate Insurance is actually helping to put this on. Robin will be hosting the girls in the back, all the models in the green room.
Fun.
And then Julie Harrington with Rodan Fields and with Gray Wellness Matters, she does brain integration, will actually be the director of in the back with the models. So I want these women to be doted on and taken so care of. Jen with Cosmopolitan Salon will be there for their hair. And Laura Sensmeyer with Mary Kay will be there with doing their makeup and just adorning them.
Are you still looking for models?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if I know of somebody that is, you know, served in the military and would like to do this, what do they do?
They just call Smart Girls and ask for Jamie. Tell them that they then just say, hey, I want to be a model in the upcoming fashion show. And they just call 772-1227. My staff knows how to get hold of me. If I'm not there, because I'm out and about a lot building, you know, just
but there's no criteria to be a model. Do I have to be, you know, how we see the models today, tall, thin?
Oh no.
I definitely like to eat a donut once in a while. So, you
know. if you're a woman's veteran, I would love to meet you and love to hear about where you served and your story and honor you. And would love to have you
fantastic.
As a model.
Fantastic. So once again, tell us a little bit about, finish up and tell us about your show.
About
your July 7th.
July 7th at 2:00 at Smart Girls at 6616 East 2nd Street. You call 772-1227 to reserve your seat. There are 10 seats left is all.
Oh my gosh.
I put somebody down today. So half the seats are taken.
It's spots are limited.
They are. Spots are limited. So when you get, if you got a reservation, you get a swag bag. But I really, please come. Even if you didn't get a reservation, please come. Let's pack out Smart Girls and honor these women.
So
let them know you care.
So you can still come, stand in the back. Is there a charge for this?
No, nothing. I never charge.
So this is completely free.
Completely free.
So all I have to do is just sign up and come in, reserve my seat, and
yes.
then I get an awesome swag bag.
Yes.
And just come and honor those women.
Yes, it's what
As
it's all about.
As a woman, you know, you want to honor other women.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
So it's completely free at 2 p.m. July 7th.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much for doing this. And I definitely see your passion for our vets. You are an amazing woman yourself. So we love having you here and
thank
love
you for
everything
having
that
us.
You do for our community.
Thank you very much. I'm just me. I just want to honor these women.
And you're a fantastic woman as well. I love working with you. But thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
So stay tuned for more Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Thank you all. Before we adjourn, I have a few announcements from the Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow, June 19th, is our mixer at the Chamber of Commerce. So come over, it's a meet and greet, it's our mixer. Come and meet myself. I am the new director, so I've been there about a month now. So if you haven't had a chance to come and meet me, come meet me. I'd love to meet you. And come and have some food, some hors d'oeuvres, get to to know the other local businesses in town. We would love to have you there for our chamber mixer. It's our chamber mixer and open house. We've done a lot of remodeling, if you want to say, to the chamber. So that's a little teaser for you all to come on out and check it out. So we will have tomorrow, once again, as our mixer at June 19th at the chamber, and it's from 5 to 6:30 p.m. I'd like to say thank you to all of our guests for joining us today. We had Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we had Earth Angels, and we also had Jamie with Smart Girls. So thank you all, and we'll be back, and we'll see you all next week on Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Thank you, and this is on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
We're the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, KQ&A.